The Bradford Bulls Cinderella run at the GMHL North Division Junior A Hockey Championship came to an end on Sunday night, when the Temiscaming Titans took the series in four straight games. But the Bulls didn't make it easy for the top-ranked Titans, despite losing their top goalie in Game 3 to injury. Looking for revenge, the Bradford squad came out in the first period skating and hitting hard. Temiscaming was first on the scoreboard, 6 minutes into the period, with the Titans' number 86 Reingold Stemke beating Bulls backup goalie Chris Cabral, number 1, assisted by David Fontaine, number 97, and Mikhail Kornilov, number 4. Less than 3 minutes later, the Bulls tied it up on the power play, with a goal by number 20 Nathan Balkwell from number 24 Zachary Lewis and number 17 Sean Solomon, whipping the puck past Titans goalie Eli Bouchard, number 60. But that was it for the Bulls in the first frame. Despite furious onslaughts on the Temiscaming netminder, it was the Titans who scored. Just past the halfway mark, Charles-Andre Sapaihot, number 98, notched a shorthanded goal, with assists to Fontaine and Kornilov, and 2 minutes later, number 13 Pierre-Luc Serre made it 3-1 for the Titans, scoring on the power play with help from Ilya Batanin, number 67, and Stemke. As frustrations mounted, so did the penalties, on both sides. And when play resumed in the second period, it was hard to know if fans were watching a hockey game or a boxing match. It took less than 2 minutes for the first fight to erupt, sending Temiscaming Pierre-Luc Serre to the bench for roughing, and Bull Brendan Gregg, number 2, out of the game, handed penalties for cross-checking, interference, instigating a fight, fighting, and a game disqualification. The Bulls couldn't block the Titans' attacks or break through the Titans' defense, and ended up racking up a record 13 penalties. Both Balkwell and Josh Booker received 10-minute misconducts in the final minutes of play. Temiscaming had its share of bad behavior, collecting 7 penalties, including a 10-minute misconduct to Jerome Rochefort. But even with players sitting out, the Titans managed to score 4 more goals in the period, markers by Rochefort, Batanin, Serre and William Godbout, number 12, all of them on the power play. Assists went to Sapaihot, 2, Stemke, 2, Kornilov, 2, Jeremy Brooks and Nathan Hardy. The chaotic period ended with the Titans ahead 7-1. It was a different story in the third. The Bulls came back onto the ice determined to play, not fight, and at 6:24, Solomon scored, assisted by River Gull, number 12, and Balkwell. The Bulls swarmed the Titans' end, forcing goalie Beaudoin to make save after save, and with 6 minutes left on the clock, number 9 Nicholas Rototor notched the Bulls' third goal, from Gull and Balkwell, cutting the Titans' lead to 7-3. With 5 minutes remaining in the final frame, Temiscaming scored an eighth and final goal, by Sapaihot from Fontaine and Hardy, but the Bulls never let up their furious charge on the Titans' net, until time ran out. Temiscaming won 8-3, taking the series and the North Division Championship, but the Bradford Bulls proved they deserved the chance at the title, finishing as 2021-2022 runners-up in their 10-team division. Temiscaming now awaits the result of the South Division Finals between the North York Renegades and the Durham Roadrunners, to play for the GMHL Russell Cup starting April 3.